Blog Talk Radio.
All right. Welcome to Mama Shar's house, y'all. Be prepared to laugh, cry, pee your pants, or puke, as you just never know what's going to happen. So sit back, relax, and find your frequency. Here's the woman of my dreams, Mama Shar.
Hey. Happy Thursday, the day before Friday. Hoo-hoo-hoo. I don't know anybody that hates Thursdays. You know, I hear the hump day. I hear all the Monday woes. I hear yay Friday. But I've never heard anybody say, oh, God, it's Thursday. So, woo-woo, Thursday. And we've got a fantastic show today. We've got Miss Sunshine herself with us. She's probably the happiest person that I know of, and I'm going to try to pronounce her name very exotically with my Texas twang, Tara LaDuc. And I'm going to get her on the line here. First, I'm going to read her bio, and then we'll get her correct saying of her last name. Tara is a peace creator, inner peace to world peace. She leads peace, teaches peace, creates peace, all with the side of Giggles North. Joy, laughter, love, fun, humor, adventure, meditation, mindfulness, and definitely no judgment allowed. You want inner peace? Do meditation and margaritas? Join the cocktail party for your soul at taraleduc.com. That's TARALEDUC.com. Are you with me, baby girl?
I sure am, Mama. Do you hear me all right?
I can. So how do you say your last name?
You got it bang on, Tara LaDuc. You're perfect. Of course you're perfect.
LaDuc. You know, it sounds like the dude from Fish Called Wanda when he's speaking his French or Italian or whatever it is, LaDuc. So when I was doing your research, I usually go into this little website that phonetically pronounces it for me because I'm Texan. I am, you know, 64 years old Texan. So it's like I've got the twang, I got the y'all, the ain't. So when I come to something like this that sounds exotic, I'm going to put an exotic spin on it. So Tara LaDuc. So awesome,
it's
awesome.
Perfect.
But I am so.
Do you know what? I'm just going to pre-apologize because I am a picker up of accents. So if I start twanging, it's out of respect and love.
Hey, you're not going to hurt my feelings. You're not, because I have been, you know, I've been a career, I've had, this is my fourth career. First was paralegal, second was computer geek, third was event producer. As the event producer, we did major events, Emmy, Grammys, Olympics, PGA golf tournaments, that kind of stuff, from East Coast to West Coast to Gulf Coast. So I've been in 48 of the 50 states, and I kind of, sort of, except in Boston, I didn't pick up their dialect, but I get what you're saying because I kind of, sort of, when I was with the natives, I would start talking like the natives kind of thing. But there's something about that Texas twang that, you know, you can take her out of the country, but can't take the country out of the girl kind of thing. So you're not going to offend me if you start breaking out in an Ernest Tubbs song, okay? Just get it straight right now. It's all good. But I want to tell you. Yeah, on your website, taraleduc.com, TARALEDUC.com, you refer to yourself as a spiritual gorilla creating world peace through meditation and margaritas. Why world peace? That's big.
Why world peace? Well, the simplest answer is because somebody needs to do it. Because I believe so strongly that Gandhi had it most of the way right. We can't just be the change we want to see. We have to create the change we want to see. I want to see world peace. I think if we wait around for governments or the United Nations or all those people who are, quote, supposed to do it, it might never happen. We got to do it ourselves. And I think we're all going to do it. I really do.
I agree. And I do agree with your Rumi Croak, too. I mean, it's like Of course, I'm a big dancer, so, you know, Michael Jackson comes to mind, looking at the man in the mirror. You know, it's like I am a big advocate of tell the people who matter. Yeah, I will rant a little bit on Facebook, right, about my government or things that I don't care about. But I also just was cleaning house, like really cleaning house, in closet kind of cleaning house the other day. Found a stack of letters from my congressmen, my senators, my mayors, my governors, because I don't feel like telling it on Facebook is getting the job done. I feel like I need to tell the decision makers and the gatekeepers. And so I'm sure I'm on a watch list somewhere, but it's not for terrorism. It's for quackiness. It's like, you know, if he contacts you, just be nice, because if you don't, he'll just contact you again kind of thing. So I'm all about telling those that need to make that decision, as well as getting in touch with my inner peace so that I can broadcast it to the world. Now, when I was doing your research, you have such a phenomenal story. Two-time cancer survivor, you were practically left at the altar. However, through your humor, you have found that inner peace. It's obvious. And you did an interview with a young lady, Amber Chalice. And when I was researching, I found, she said, speaking about you, this woman is phenomenal and her story will blow your mind. She says on, she will leave you rethinking your perfectionism, rethinking biting your tongue when you want to speak up, and rethinking your mean girl self-talk. Now, since I think that there's a combination of a correlation for inner peace and world peace, what's your take on that?
Okay. Well, first off, I want to give props to Amber Chalice, because that little girl, I think she's like 24 years old, living in the wilds of Saskatchewan, Canada, and she's an amazing young girl. She's really stunning. What is my take on how does inner peace contribute to world peace? I think it absolutely starts there. I think if you can start to find peace in yourself, let's face it, life isn't going to slow down, right? We all live in total chaos. We are overscheduled. We are overcommitted. Like, life is nuts. And you got to be able to find a little bit of peace inside yourself and amongst the chaos. So that's the start. And those tiny moments, even if it's only a moment, those all slowly, if it's 1,000 of us, if it's 100,000, if it's 1,000,000 of us, that starts to tip the balance towards world peace. It's just drop by drop until we fill up the ocean.
Awesome. You know, I'm getting this signal that about Ho'oponopono. Have you heard about that? It is the Hawaiian prayer, and this psychologist was hired by the criminally insane asylum to come in and be counsel for the patients there. But his one stipulation was, I won't see the patients. I don't ever want to physically lay my eyes on these patients. So he took their files, and much like you were saying, the one drop fills the ocean, what he did was he saw in himself what was in these people, and he started, I love you, I'm sorry, please forgive me, thank you, to where, long story short, they closed down the insane asylum because there was no one there, enough there to keep it open. And this was all from his gratitude, his self-forgiveness and everything, you know, into the world, basically. So it's like, I know that at the, you know, what you're talking about is true. We start with one person at a time. And I know at the conference, the Be Great Conference, October 23rd, 25th in Seattle, you're going to do a 1 minute of world peace talk. Now, is it possible to share, I mean, only 1 minute, that seems like such a short time, not 30 days, not, you know, that's usually what my challenges are. So could you give us a little insight, how can you get world peace in only a minute?
Okay, well, there's a couple ways to think about it. First, okay, Be Great Conference, I'm super excited. It is going to be amazing. So if anyone feels like they can make the time, they definitely should come. It's going to be off the charts. Now, 1 minute of world peace. Yes, so my event, this is my favorite thing that I do every year. This is the fourth year it'll happen. And it is 1 minute synchronized around the world where people do anything that means peace to them. And I say the sky's the limit. You want to go outside and sing a song. You want to pet a cat. You want to just enjoy a cup of coffee or a glass of wine or my personal favorite, a margarita. You want to take your dog for a walk, go meet a stranger, have a family dinner, anything, anything, anything that makes you feel connected. You can even imagine peace. All of this contributes. And this is, again, building on this idea that drop by drop, we're going to fill the ocean. I run this event on Facebook. You mentioned you're not sure if ranting on Facebook has an effect. You know what? So far in 3 years of running this event, more than 50,000 people in 60 countries have seen the event and participated. This is huge. It's amazing, in fact, what you can do when you use social media for its highest good. You can spread hate on the internet, or in this case, you can spread peace on the internet. So I run this fully on Facebook, and I have people join the event. And the way you do that is you go to, I have a free page there called at facebook.com/1minuteofworldpeace. So that's the number 1 minute of world peace. You see the event there. It's the pin post at the top of the page. You join in. You invite all your friends. Boom. The next thing you know, we're spreading peace around the world for a minute. Now, your next point, what are we going to accomplish in a minute? It is incredible what you can accomplish in a minute. One of the stories, I ask people to come back to the event page or to my Facebook page later and tell me how you spent your minute. And there's two things. I mean, I get a lot of comments that are beautiful, and every single act, everything that people do is incredible. And I basically spend about 2 days crying my eyeballs out because I'm so happy. But the things that have most rocked my world are the number of moms that at this appointed time, they pull their car over and turn around to the kids in the back, and knowing those kids, they're thinking, uh-oh, here we go. We definitely should have been nicer to mom. And instead, she turns around and she spends a whole minute telling her kids how much she loves them. And if you think about it, saying I love you takes, what, like 1 second? So to do that for 60 seconds, it's a long time, a really long time. And it's incredible, the emotional shift you feel inside your body, hearing I love you for a minute, hearing why I love you, hearing how I love you, hearing how proud I am of you for a minute. It is amazing, and I truly believe those kids will remember this. And when they have kids, they will do it again because it's so powerful, and then that is creating change. This is long-term effect. This is generation to generation, and that is a big change. I think that people see when it reaches something like 60 countries, let's go bigger this year. Let's go 100. Let's go 150. People see that on the internet. Someone in Pakistan sees that someone in America is wishing them well and wishing them peace. That is so different than anything you ever hear in the media. But this is what normal people do. This is what regular people do. You get to know someone from the other side of the planet, and you find out, oh, this is a mom, this is a dad, this is a brother, a sister. Normal people are normal everywhere. We love our families. We eat breakfast in the morning. We brush our teeth. You know, like,
we're all different, but we're all the same. And this is building world peace. And then I told you, yeah. So it's the other thing that absolutely rocked my world when I heard about it, I have this dream, which sounds kind of crazy coming from a hippie yoga teacher, peace activist up here in Canada, but I have a vision of a compassionate military. And I truly believe that the vast majority of people who join a military or join a police force do it for a higher purpose. I think they believe in democracy. I think they believe in defending those who can't stand up for themselves. And I think this is actually huge. So the first year that we ran 1 minute of world peace, I heard back a few days after the event because, you know, there's security and all that kind of stuff. I heard back that there was a company of Marines, U.S. Marines, stationed in Iraq who marked 1 minute of world peace. So that's a bunch of guys on active duty who spent a minute remembering what they were trying to do in the first place. I think that is enormous.
That does rock. That really does rock. I have a former Marine for a son, and who did his tours of duty in Afghanistan and Iraq. And I just know that troop of Marines that participated in there, yes, it did contribute to your overall purpose of world peace. But what it also brought to them was the inner peace that we were talking about, you know, remembering why they're there, because they're in such terrifying territories, you know, mind, body, and soul. And so that's mm-hmm. something that you bring to them. Now, I know you have a program called Monthly Peace Meditation. Is this the same thing? Or what is that?
It is. It's related, and it's all adding in. So once a month, on the first Wednesday of the month, I hold a fundraiser, and I ask people to donate via PayPal, and the proceeds all go to whichever charity or organization I want to support that month. And it's actually a guided meditation. So if you go to my website and you join it, you click on the PayPal link and you make the donation, then an email comes to you and tells you exactly how you can call in and join. I lead this meditation. It's pretty powerful. I'm not going to lie. It's maybe a little bit woo-woo for some, but it's so worth trying. And the money, so we meditate on various world peace topics. It could sort of deviate all the way over to environment. It could be on a specific conflict. And we meditate really on peace and love. It's always peace and love and how can we make this planet better. And the donations go to whichever organization I'm supporting that month. So this month we had to think it slightly differently. So we're going to do this on Saturday, and it's supporting an organization that I know of in West Africa in a tiny country called the Gambia. My dear friend, Boubacar, I met him when I was a volunteer over there, and he is running an organization called Kids Come First Foundation. Buba is such a lovely soul that he runs an entire charity helping kids go to school, helping moms create careers so that they can support their kids better. And he actually does this without even a salary. Virtually all of his donations go to being able to pay his internet bill so that he can have access to the world. And then everything else goes to the kids so they can go to school, so they can have school supplies, so they can have shoes. It's amazing. It's tiny. It's not the kind of thing you would ever know about because it's really just Buba following his heart and doing incredible, beautiful work.
And that's, you said Kids Come First on Saturday, September 12th?
That's exactly correct. Saturday, September 12th, it will be benefiting Kids Come First Foundation. And you can just go to my website and see the monthly peace meditation and follow the whole process there. Just sign up. I'd love for you to make a donation, but even if you don't make a donation, you can still join in. And we're just going to support this organization that does incredible work. Oh, and while I'm at it, there's a link on there as well for if there's other charities, if you want to message me and basically sell me on why I should support you, because I love small organizations doing powerful work. And I'm a total softy, and I'll probably just be so excited that I come and, I don't know, come to your house and give you a foot rub because I'm so happy that you're doing great work.
There you go. There you go. That's a way to get them in there. Reel them in, baby girl. Reel them in. Well, okay, so now that we're talking about all these different avenues of world peace, you know, how to achieve world peace through meditation, through fundraising, through, you know, 1 minute of, an accumulative energy of peace putting out to the world. What would you, is there one nugget that you could give the listeners that they could start to contribute to world peace every day, just in their everyday lives? What would that be?
The very, very beginning piece is to start by being way damn nicer to yourself. You know, women in particular, but I think men a little bit, have this voice inside that says, I'm not good enough, I'm fat, I'm slow, I'm not productive enough, I haven't done it all, I'm not perfect, I should be better than this, I should get that thing, I don't look good enough. You know what? That is baloney. It's absolutely untrue. You are already perfect. In your imperfection right now, you are already perfect. And if you can spend a small amount of time trying to teach yourself to believe that, because it might take a while, that will contribute to your own peace, and your very own peace contributes to world peace.
Awesome. You know, I saw this morning, I'm sure you've seen it, it's been around a couple of times, this little bitty girl, she is small enough to stand on the vanity top and look in the mirror in the bathroom. That's how small this child is. She's got these beautiful blonde Shirley Temple type curls, and she's sitting there. First, she starts with her gratitude. I love my house. I love my family. It's like this. And before she gets down, and I do this mirror reflection too, but I was really taken back by what you just said. That's where it starts, is with your inner peace, your self-love and everything. And I looked at this child, and she's obviously been taught by a parent or parents that believe in that same strategy that you talked of, because she is in front of this mirror, and before it's all over, it starts with gratitude, then it goes into, I am great, I am great, I am great, and she gets louder and louder, and she jumps down, and she's like, I can do anything, I can, and I'm thinking, oh, if we could just embrace that, you know, I mean, as adults, not just as children, but if we could teach our youth to do that, what could our world be? You know, with that kind of attitude. So I appreciate you saying that, because I saw that this morning, you know, and that's what it rang true to me, because I love that little girl. It's like, yes, 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 if I had taught, because I didn't learn this until 2 years ago when I was 62. And I think back over how my life would have been different if I really had found inner peace. I mean, I did good. I lived a great life, you know, but I just can't help but look back and go, what if? What if? So is there anything you want to add before we go?
You know what? I love that video, that little blonde girl dancing around. That is one of my all-time favorite videos. And that reminds me, I'm going to go find it, and I'm going to repost it pretty much everywhere, I think. Because you're right. She's got it. She totally gets it. If it starts with, I love myself, I love my hair, I love my shirt. Oh, she's just the cutest. If you haven't seen it, you've got to find this little girl. She's amazing. But the final thought I want to give you is that it's not easy. Here I am. I'm a meditation teacher, a yoga teacher, a cancer survivor. I'm financially independent. Like, I've got the world by the tail, right? And do you think it's easy? No. Honestly, sometimes the only place you're going to find peace is with a cheap glass of wine sitting on the couch in front of Netflix. And you know what? As long as you don't do that all the time, every single day, that is okay. You are already okay. We're all just trying to do a little better. As Ram Dass says, we're all just walking each other home.
Oh, I like that. I like that because I do. I get high off of promoting others. I also saw a graphic today that said, you know, I enjoy seeing the success of other people. And I really, really do. That's my buzz, is promoting someone to lift them a little bit higher, to make them a little bit stronger, not even better, because I think we're good where we are, but I think stronger and wiser to where we can handle whatever. And you're right, it's not easy. It's kind of like being a Christian. They think because you're a Christian that you should be perfect. And that is so, that couldn't be further from the truth. It just means I attempt to be Christ-like. You know, so I so appreciate
exactly.
you being on here today, baby girl. And I look forward to meeting you in person at the Be Great Conference in Seattle and Presence of Flesh and getting a hug.
Oh, I can't wait to see you. And I just want to, I want to reflect back at you that you have checked your box today. You've promoted me. You have promoted that beautiful, sweet young thing, Amber Chalice. You've promoted the Be Great Conference. You've lifted everybody up. And I absolutely cannot wait to meet you for the best dance party of the year in Seattle, October 23rd to 25th.
Absolutely. I tell you, for my birthday real quick, I turned 64 August 23rd, and I followed this cover band in Tulsa. And they are mm-hmm. a fantastic cover from 60 to today. So I asked him, I said, for my birthday, would you play The Whip, Nae Nae? And so they did, and I mm-hmm. was able to, by myself, do The Whip in front of the whole club by myself. And so you talk about a dance party. I love to dance. I have no shame. I have no introversion at all when it comes to dancing. I get out there whether I look good or not. I don't care. So yes, ma'am, we are going to have a dance party to talk about for the ages. So thank you again, baby girl, for being on.
You are spectacular. You are amazing.
Thank you, baby girl. We'll
thank
see you,
you
in Seattle.
I cannot wait. Thank you so much for having me here today. Thank you to all your listeners, who I hope you had a good time. I kind of hope you neither puked nor peed your pants, but I hope you had a good laugh.
Thank you, baby girl. You be blessed.
And you too. You're beautiful.
All right. There you have it. Tara LeDuc, TaraLeDuc.com. Go check her out. Also, check out her fundraising effort. Click on the PayPal link. Her 1 minute, she has this meditation every month. So please do it. So as Jesus said, the second greatest commandment is to love thy neighbor as thyself. So please be safe, be blessed, and be kind. And remember, Mama Shar loves y'all. Go check us out at BeGreatCon.com, BeGreatCon.com. If you want some free tickets or a 50% off discount, hook me up. I know the people putting it on. So you guys be blessed. I love you all. Until next time, good day.